Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Right Owl Politics. Thank you for joining me. Happy Friday. A lot to cover and a lot of interesting developments in the still undecided, yes, liberals, still undecided presidential race. Because if you have recounts going on in key states like Wisconsin, Michigan, lawsuits in Pennsylvania, manual recounts in Georgia, finally called Alaska for Trump recently, so that was good, and also potentially recounts in Arizona and lawsuits there as well. You do not have a decided election. That's not how that works. And for all of those people calling Biden president-elect, let me give you a little bit of a reality check. He actually doesn't become president-elect until all votes are certified and in every state by the Secretary of State of each of those states, and then the Electoral College in December will cast their votes and make him president-elect, if that is so what happens. So a lot of this is premature. Never in my mind would I have guessed that we would have a situation where the election was as close as it was, and there's allegations of voter fraud, affidavits have been signed under penalty of perjury, and the media is calling an election over. I have no words. It's just completely mind-boggling. As an attorney, it's also a bit of a head-scratcher because there is a cloud still of suspicion on these election results. And I get it. The media just wants to, you know, turn the page because this is an ending that they want. They don't want Trump in the White House for more years. So they quickly steamrolled those results, stalled as much as they could stand to stall, and over the weekend, hey, it's over, done deal, move along, folks, let's start the transition. But it's almost like these people have no idea how Trump operates. Are they new to the party? Are they new to the Trump reality? This guy is not going to back down. If he has any notion, any suspicion, any gut feeling that there was some irregularities going on, he'll fight tooth and nail to make sure that that's uncovered and brought to light. And the media is just trying to dismiss. I want to take you guys back to 2000. I know millennials out there, we were quite young, and our parents probably remember this better than our grandparents. But in 2000, we had a highly contested election. And this Bush versus Gore, at that time, former Vice President Al Gore was running for the presidency, and the former governor of Texas was running for the presidency on the Republican side, Gore on the Democratic side. It was a close election, and on election night, Florida was called for Al Gore. Let's just say that's not who was sworn in January. This case went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and Governor Bush became the 43rd president of the United States of America. It was a long process. It took more than a week to determine. And that was just one state. So here's the ironic part. We gave Al Gore over a month. I believe it's 34 days to try to sort out what happened in Florida. And that was just hanging chads and really confusing ballot design. This is about voter irregularity, potentially voter fraud. We're talking about potentially the company that offers the software in over 29 states potentially had an agenda to switch votes from one party to another. These are scandalous accusations. And the Trump campaign is prepared to roll out their evidence. So, folks, this is not over, and it's not because Republicans are petulant, it's not because Republicans are sore losers, it's because if people have stepped forward, and not one, not two, but tens of people have stepped forward, dozens and dozens of people have stepped forward saying, hey, I know that this happened. Whistleblowers from the company Dominion, who runs the software companies in over 29 states for their election machine systems, have stepped forward and say, hey, there's something going on here. Shouldn't we be given an opportunity to investigate? Not because we are sore losers, but to protect our American democracy. When Dominion, this company that is so applauded by the left, has ties to Cuba and Chavez's Venezuela, that should give all Americans pause. So I reject this narrative that there's a clear winner in this election. There's not. And it's a reality check, and it's okay. We could be seeing a situation where we are eating turkey and we still don't have a definitive winner in our election. And that's okay. That's why the Electoral College meets in December. It gives plenty of time for states to figure out what's going on with the actual votes. The phenomenon of a projected winner is a very modern one. And unfortunately, media companies have become accustomed to calling the shots. Oh, well, we're calling this state, we're calling that state, we're the authority on the subject. No, you're not. You're reporting the news. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to be calling elections. Results are certified. Period. Each state has to certify those results. Period. It's not the media's job to decide which votes get certified and which don't. And by the way, this rallying cry I'm hearing across the country, oh, every vote must be counted. You know, that sounds all great and dandy, but I reject that 100%. Every legal vote should be protected and counted. But if there are illegal votes that have been tallied up for Biden in this election, absolutely not. That's not fair. That's not good sportsmanship, and that's un-American. So I want to make this clear to anybody listening out there. President Donald Trump will fight tooth and nail if he thinks that he has been wronged in any way, period. And that's the reality of the situation. If you don't like it, that's okay. But he has the right, as the candidate of the second major party in this country, there are two parties in this country, Democrats and Republicans, as the supposedly runner-up in this election, has the right to contest any voter irregularities, accusations of fraud, and investigate and bring to justice if necessary. Biden should be asking for the same thing. It's interesting because if we go back to the first presidential debate between Biden and Trump, Biden was asked if he would wait until the votes were certified to declare himself president-elect. And he said that he would absolutely wait until the votes were certified. In fairness, he has declared victory, has said that we need to let the process unfold, but he has declared victory and has moved on to create fictitious offices like the office of the president-elect, which, by the way, is not a thing, and have it COVID briefings as the office of the president-elect. Again, that's not a thing. There's one president at a time, one president only. So, yeah, media, where are you keeping Biden accountable? Oh, that's right. You're never going to keep him accountable because you are already in the bag for the left. And that's what you are. Just state-run, or I should say Democrat-run media. Republicans, I'm talking to Republican politicians, I recommend for your political longevity, I recommend that you continue to back up the president until he has exhausted all legal options, whatever the result may be. Because there are over 70 million Americans that voted for President Trump that took him to victory in 2016. He actually gained 10 million more Americans who voted for him this time around. So I advise you to stand by the leader of your party and support him. Do not be a turncoat. The electorate, the Republican electorate, will not reward you for that behavior. Do not listen to Democrats. The only thing they want is for Republicans to turn the page so that they can install their guy in January without issue. Let the process run. This is why we have a democracy. This is why we have an electoral college. This is why our founders, in their vast wisdom, created the system that is in place today. If there are allegations of voter irregularities, voter fraud, let them pan out in the courts. The courts will decide what to do with each of those votes and whether it's sufficient enough to invalidate elections in any state or whether a recount is needed or whatever the case. Let the courts decide. Let the attorneys at this point litigate those matters. Media, don't be frustrated that Trump has not conceded. Media, don't be frustrated that Trump has not you know, kneel down before Biden and acknowledged him. He won't do that until he has been satisfied that everything that could have been done to make sure that there's been election integrity is done. It's not about being a sore loser. If the shoe was on the other foot, you guys would be doing the same thing. I want to make this clear because a lot of times we often confuse having a backbone with being a person that is unreasonable, a person who's high strung, a person who's difficult. And we need to start rejecting that. People who have backbone mean they stand up for what they believe in. And I stand by that Winston Churchill quote that says, "You have enemies, good. That means you've stood up for something in your life." I'm going to take a quick break so to get some ads in, and I'll be back on the other side. So it's important, guys, and I can't emphasize this enough. Be patient. Let the process pan out. Why wouldn't we want the process to pan out? If over 70 million people have suspicions about the integrity of our election, why shouldn't we examine it further? There's no risk. Now, there is a side that feels threatened by this, and I wonder why. I wonder why they're so apprehensive for us to lift the rug. That's something to think about. And I want to call out Fox News. Fox, I've loved you for a long time. I've been a faithful viewer, but I've been disappointed with your coverage this election cycle. I don't believe that you've been fair. You've been the states that you called the way that you called them so early. You've had to basically take back calls on congressional races and Senate races because you were dead wrong. And you no longer seem to have the right agenda for covering the news from the perspective that it has rewarded you all these years. You're not the Fox News that I knew, and it's very disappointing. To Facebook and Twitter, I don't know what you're doing, but you're just going to trigger that you're going to be regulated like a public forum. And when you are going to be regulated as a public forum, you're not going to like it. This censorship of conservatives, because if it was at least even-handed censorship, I would, okay, cool. But no, this is a outright witch hunt for conservative opinions on your platforms, and you're trying to shut them down. I don't know what to say. This is antithetical to your brands, antithetical to your advertising, antithetical to your identity or as a company, as you have presented it out into the world. But that just tells me that you have an agenda, that you want to push a certain philosophy. And that's fine, but I don't have to participate. So I will keep my Facebook account purely for purposes of this podcast. I will keep my Instagram account purely for purposes of this podcast. With that said, everything that's like personal, my social media footprint on my personal life and in my family and my career, I'm going elsewhere. I'm not supporting you anymore. I cannot support you in good conscience. I cannot depend on you as my sole source of social media interaction because you are unreliable. You want to censor me. You want to censor people like me. You want to censor my family. You want to censor my friends. You want to censor people who disagree with the left. That's Nazi Germany right there. And if we want to talk about authoritarianism and control and undemocratic principles, that's what censorship is. So I'm a big proponent of regulating you Twitter, you Instagram, you Facebook as a public forum and all that that entails. So that this special little spot in the world that you have where you're able to just do as you wish because Congress has given you a pass, I think that should go away. I think you need to be held to a higher standard because you are shutting people down and your platforms are the new public forum of the 21st century. You're the sidewalk of 2020. So you need to be regulated as such. And I will push for that in every platform, on every airway that I have. Because you are censoring us. You are censoring free speech. Instead of more discussion and discourse, you are shutting people down. And that says a lot about you. And it also says a lot about how we as a nation perceive fairness, credibility, and facts. I agree. You're not entitled to your own facts, but you're entitled to blow the whistle on dark schemes. You're entitled to have opinions. You're entitled to disagree, and you're entitled to express concern and discontent with how news develops. Doesn't make you an American. That doesn't make you a liar. It doesn't make you basically a virtual Molotov cocktail thrower. It doesn't make you any of those things. And it especially doesn't make you dangerous. But I get it. You don't like conservatives. Those opinions annoy you. You know, those lowbrow opinions that really are not popular in your cocktail circles. Yeah, I get it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way. But you know what actually is a very powerful tool that conservatives do have? We have the option of consuming your products. We have the options of boycotting them. We have the option of creating compete-eating products because we've had enough. I've had enough, and I'm not the only one. And so far, and mind you, there are still some races that have yet to be called, I have seen no blue wave. For a man who supposedly Biden has won so overwhelmingly this election, his coattails are quite small. Doesn't that give you food for thought? So, guys, it's our responsibility as Americans to do our homework. Check out resources. You may disagree with Trump. You may have voted for Biden. And honestly, I respect you. But wouldn't you want, if there's been invalid votes cast and counted, for there to be accountability? Because this time is us. Next time is you. So, let's be honest with each other. Let's have honest conversations and let the process play out. Only good can come from that sanitizing effect of sunshine. So let's pull the curtain on this process. See what had been done, what is being done, what behaviors were questionable that should not be repeated. We can all learn from this. And if that changes the results of this election, so be it. It's better to have voter integrity and voter and respect for the voting process than have citizens completely reject the integrity of their democracy. So we'll see what happens. I am not conceding this election. I hope President Trump doesn't. Let's see how it plays out in the courts. As a litigator, we have a chance, Republicans. Let's see it through. Let's not throw in the towel. Is it an uphill fight? Sure, but everything for the right is. Guys, thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Join us next week for another episode of Right Owl Politics. Let me remind you, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you hear your podcasts. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your grandma, tell your husband. We're not your dad's political news show, so check us out and catch up on all our episodes. We have quite a few now, over 30. So lots to hear. Thank you for joining us. Stay safe. And remember, stay vigilant, do your homework. This is not over, guys. Take care. Talk to you soon.